Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. During his two-day visit, Trump will visit three Indian cities, Ahmedabad, Delhi and Agra. On Tuesday night, he will fly back to Washington. On day one today, Trump will address the Namaste India event at the Motera Cricket Stadium in Ahmedabad. POTUS will also inaugurate the world's largest cricket stadium. Thereafter, Trump will visit Mahatma Gandhi's Sabarmati Ashram in Gujarat. After a few engagements in the city, the Trumps will be flown to Agra for a visit to Taj Mahal. Hours before landing in India for their maiden official visit, the daughter of US President Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, tweeted she was honored to come back to India after 2 years. She added the friendship between the world's two largest democracies had never been this strong. In 2017, Ivanka Trump had visited Hyderabad with a bunch of delegates for a global entrepreneurship summit. The deadly coronavirus epidemic could put an already fragile global economy recovery at risk, the IMF warned yesterday, as G20 financial chiefs discussed ways to contain its economic ripple effects. Global growth was poised for a modest rebound to 3.3% this year, up from 2.9% last year, IMF chief Kristalina Georgieva said after a two-day meeting of G20 finance ministers and central bank governors in Riyadh. Aviation regulator DGCA has ordered screening of passengers from four more countries, Nepal, Vietnam, Indonesia and Malaysia, as part of efforts to prevent spreading of coronavirus. Now, flyers from as many as 10 countries would be screened at Indian airports. Already, passengers travelling in flights from China, Hong Kong, Japan, South Korea, Thailand and Singapore are being screened at Indian airports in the wake of the coronavirus 2019. Digital payment giant Paytm expects to turn profitable after 2 years as it is monetizing the existing customer base and eyes financial services as its next major frontier for growth, its founder CEO Vijay Shekhar Sharma said. Noida-based firm, which had an astonishing rise after demonetization in 2016, is betting on financial services, commerce and payments as three key focus areas. And that's all for today in the Business Today News podcast. Do tune in tomorrow. Goodbye.